I want to throw it out right now that this is actually a funny story, even though it involves somebody killing a pet.
When I read this, I was like, there's no way on this planet Earth this could be a funny story.
And it's not easy. I had my dog got killed when I was a kid, and it was an accident, and it was sad. But this story, like, if you don't laugh at this, like, to find the humor in it, then I don't think you have, like, a funny bone in your body. And I want to know who killed the family pet. 833-563-2539. Come on, work with me here. Okay. I got to go on vacation with my wife, and I got to meet some of her family in Canada, and we just were sharing stories over dinner one night, and I don't even remember. Oh, I think we were talking about all of our pets and childhood pets that they had, and one of her cousins in Canada talked about a story that happened where his cat got killed and how awkward it was when the person found out that that killed their cat. Now, let me explain this.
Okay.
They, I guess growing up, her cousin's family had a piano and they were going to sell it. And they actually ended up selling it the day before to his teacher for that school year. Like summer wrapped up, school started the next day. And this teacher came over, liked the piano. They loaded it up on his truck and he got it and he went away. Well, when he was driving away in his truck, I guess it was a little getting darker at night or something. Nobody realized it at first, but he actually ran over the family's cat. Okay, so that's where I ask 833-563-2539, who killed the family pet? Well, he goes to school. It's the first day of school, and he knows who killed his pet. It was his teacher. But the teacher had no clue that they actually ran over the cat. So they're getting in there. It's a Christian school, so they're like, okay, well, you know, welcome. Here's the orientation. Like, is there anybody that you want to pray for or anything you want to pray, you know, just think about in your thoughts? And one of his buddies, like, kind of nudges, like, yeah, I'd like to say a prayer for this person, like, for him. And it's like, oh, okay, well, what do you want us to pray for? And he looks, and he's like, don't say it. Don't say it. He's like, oh, his cat died yesterday. And the teacher's like, oh my gosh, I was at your house yesterday and I just saw your cat. What happened? And he's like, well, when you were leaving, you ran over my cat.
Oh my gosh. That guy deserves an A for the rest of his life in that person's class.
I guess the story was so funny, they ended up putting it in the yearbook at the end of the year, like a story somehow.
Oh my gosh, all these people laughing over this poor kitten.
But I mean, it's accidents happen all the time. But this story,
no, I get that.
What are the odds of that it's your teacher? You're right. I said, like, you had to get an A, right?
1,000%.
I think you got like a B or something in that class.
No,
so.
He should have had an A+, and he literally should have been able to do whatever. I would have used that. If one of my teachers ran over one of my pets when I was in high school, I would have 1,000% used that to my ability, and I would have blackmailed them for it.
Could you imagine being the teacher, though, and you didn't know that? You find out the next day, and it's like, okay, poor chap, what are we praying for Liv for? What happened? Like, well, you ran over my cat last night and it's dead.
I will say this.
Oh my God.
This story
How
is
awkward.
Very sad, but the way the teacher found out, that is pretty funny.
That's the funny part, of course. But I'm wondering who killed the family pet? Who ran over the actual pet? Like, what's the story behind it? 833-563-2539. I don't know if anybody can top that one.
Well,
like, how awkward is that?
I don't know if I can top that one, but I hope he says I don't know if he's going to like that I'm saying
just
this.
Say it.
So Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, he one time was backing out of his driveway, and like they have a super, super long and kind of windy driveway, and they have like a billion dogs.
Oh no.
And he ran over one of their dogs. He didn't kill
it.
It did not die from that. It did not die from that, but he ran over it. I would throw up if I ran over. I can't even imagine thinking about running over like my boyfriend's dog now that I basically call my dog. If I ran over him, I would bawl my eyes out. I'm going to start crying right now just thinking about it. Like,
well, okay. Then I don't want you to get that. I don't want you to upset. No, but I know what you're saying. I was a raccoon like 2 weeks ago, just before we went on vacation. I was like, no, raccoon, stop. I thought I hit him, but I went back later in the day and I didn't see him. So maybe, like, I just got his tail?
Yeah, maybe you just injured him.
That's what I'm going to tell
injured
myself.
Injured him, yeah. I would tell myself that, too. One time, I ran over a dog, and it was super sad. It didn't die, but it had to go to like the emergency vet, and it popped out of nowhere. It was like 11:30 at night, and I was in high school. I was not drinking or anything like that, and it just like popped out of nowhere on in like an unlit street.
I like how you have to throw that. I wasn't drinking.
I wasn't. Totally fine. I know. That's what I had to say to all my friends when they found out about it.
All right, Trista, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. Hey, thanks for calling in. What happened with the family pet?
I had a hamster, and I was probably about 7-8 years old, and my sister was sneaking in one night, and my hamster got out, and she stepped on it on the stairs and killed it.
Oh, and my gosh!
Woke up my parents, and they all decided not to tell me and put it back in the cage and let me find it in the morning. And then on my graduation day, my party, my graduation, my dad let it slip. I was like, oh, don't step on that like you did her hamster. And I was like, what? So I found out on my graduation day that my sister killed my hamster.
Oh, my gosh. Why couldn't they have just lied and said it ran away? Like, oh, I think I left the cage open.
But they put it back in the cage.
Oh, my gosh. How old were you when you found it?
Probably about 8, maybe.
Dude, why would they let an 8-year-old little girl find a dead hamster in the cage? I feel like that's so traumatic.
That is so messed up. All right, let's go to Caitlin this morning. Hey, Caitlin, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What happened with the family pet?
Actually, my little cousin, his cat kept running out into the road, and he ended up picking it up and sticking it in a cooler so it wouldn't run away, but he ended up leaving it in there, and it ended up dying.
Wait. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. They put it like in like an igloo cooler?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, are you sure they just weren't trying to freeze it to death?
No, not like, it was like you take to like fishing with you, you know, like you put your drinks in.
I know what a cooler is. I don't understand the thought process going into like, yeah, you know what I'll do with a little Puri over here? I'll put it inside the igloo cooler.
Yeah, I don't know. It kept running out into the road, and he didn't want it to get hit, so he just stuck it in there and forgot about it.
I would have expected like a better answer, like he put it on a cat leash. That would have been an acceptable answer. Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I am absolutely stunned by that. How do you forget about your cat?
I don't know. Grace, hey, what's going on? Thanks for calling in, 833-563-2539. What's your story?
So my mom was super attached to this hermit crab. And she was like, have you seen it? And I was like, no. And my dad was seeing me around. He goes, oh, no. And she was like, what? And he was like, I thought that was a spider and smashed it because it had crawled out of its shell. And she started crying.
Oh, no. Dad killed the hermit crab.
A hermit crab? I mean, buck up a little bit, you know?
Look at you. You're so heartless.
I mean, no, it's just like a hermit crab. You get those and get rid of those like so quickly.
Okay, let's do a few more here. Felicia, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who killed the family pet? What happened?
Well, okay, so it was my ex-boyfriend, and when he was younger, his mom ran over his favorite dog, and so they buried it in the backyard, but I guess, like, his thought process is that, like, it wasn't dead, so he kept, like, when he would get depressed, he kept trying to, like, dig it up out of the backyard.
What?
He didn't get the concept that it was dead. And it got to a point where they just had to put, like, cement over where they had buried it because he would just keep trying to dig it up because he wanted his pet back.
Did he watch Pet Cemetery? Like, what the heck is that about? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I would be absolutely terrified to dig up something that was dead.
But I guess, like, if you're a little kid, like, if you watch a little thing, like, you know, have you seen Pet Cemetery? That's
absolutely
scary.
Not.
Where, like, the dead animal comes back to life.
I know what it is. I just have not watched it because it's terrifying. But, oh, my gosh, what a little savage, like, little kid. Man.
Hey, Felicia, thanks for calling in this morning. Let's wrap it up with Kayla. Hey, Kayla, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What happened with the family pet?
All right. So my older brother, well, he was only about 6 or 7 at the time. And we had a family bird. His name was John Smith, from Pocahontas. Okay, so anyway, he had gotten the bird out to, like, hold him on his finger, trying to get him to do some kind of trick. And, you know, the bird just didn't get it, and he dropped and hit the floor and died. But the funniest part is that for days on end after that, he would run outside screaming, I'm a murderer! I'm a murderer! Because he had murdered the family bird.
Oh, my gosh. Did he think he had to be, like, locked up?
What?
Did he think he had to be, like, locked up or something?
I mean, he just had a very guilty conscience, I guess. So.
You know what, though, Kayla? I'm not going to blame that bird's death on him. Like, that bird should have had some wing flying ability to make it to the ground safely to not die.
Honestly, if anything, this is really good news because you found out that your brother wasn't going to end up a serial killer.
Yeah, he actually
felt guilty about it.
Hey, thank you for all the calls. If you have anything, I'd love for you to tweet us or maybe send us a DM on Instagram and let us know. It's Radio Now AM Show.